temperance, but let therefore lightly thou dance, the rest in course will follow, till then Kenric next shall go, and with him receive the doom, £10,000 at which round Saul the hall set up a halloo. Brave Sir Barnard, now, who no main would e'er allow to lose £10,000 at a throw, was paid to all men's thinking. £10,000 odd is Monmouth, who before had given his vote not to give the king a groat to save the throne from sinking. But yet there's a remedy before the king shall get by me. I'll quit my darling liberty, nor will I give in Baleford, for ere the crown shall get a grant in opposition to my vote, I'll give them leave to cut my throat, although I lie in Gulfort. Wert for Monmouth, I'd not grieve, or brave Russell to retrieve, or that Sidney yet might live twice, told I not complain, sir, nay. What's more, my whole estate, with my bodkin, spoons, and plate, so I might reduce the state to commonwealth again, sir. Or that Maud were in grace, or Sir Sam in Geoffrey's place, to spit his justice in the face for acting law and reason, or that the Tories went to bat, or we could prove it a sham plot, or Essex did not cut his throat, or plotting were not treason. Thus I'd freely quit my coin, but with Tories to combine, or keep the air in the right line, let Popery be in fashion, to see the holy cause run down, while mighty York is next the crown, and Perkins forced to fly the town of vile abomination. Sooner than obedience all to their arbitrary law, or my bail in danger draw, for breach of good behavior, I with Bethel and the rest of Burton Kate will make my nest, and keep my fine to plot and feast, till Monmouth be